Hey, friend, welcome back to the show. I'm excited because my voice definitely sounds more like itself today. So, if you listened to last week's episode, I was sick and now I'm finally recovering. And today, this message has been on my heart because I've been recognizing it more and more in my coaching clients. When I'm working with them on their mental health and working through trauma, often they'll come to me about one thing that they want to work on. But there's a lot of other little things that have added up. I started talking with one of my clients recently about small T trauma. And that can just be bullying, that can be events, fender benders, things that just influence your day that have hurt you emotionally or somehow just changed the way you've seen something. But it doesn't have to be a big T trauma, which might be the death of a loved one or a death of an animal or something like that. And so we often dismiss these little T traumas. But what happens is over time, we invalidate them or we start to compare. And this is what I see happening more and more in my coaching practice is this comparison of pain, which hinders our ability to see our own pain. So what I mean by comparing pain is, and maybe you've said this yourself before, well, what I'm going through could be worse because it's nothing compared to XYZ. Or we even say simple phrases like, it could be worse, which true, anything could be worse. And then we'll go the opposite way where we'll say, well, at least I'm not like so and so. And we're either rising up or we're going lower, right? We're trying to compare somebody's pain, what they're going through, which is bigger than ours. And we're saying, well, it could be worse, but I'm doing better than this person. And we just find ourselves in this comparing trap. And really what happens is it leads to self-judgment. It creates disconnection from our emotions. And most importantly, one of the top things that my clients come to me first, and we discuss in our consultation together, is this, is they often say, I feel stuck. Have you ever said that? Have you said it recently? You're starting the new year. You have these intentions. You have these goals in mind that you want to achieve, and you just feel stuck. You feel like you don't know what the next step is, or you're already feeling like you can't keep up with the intentions that you set for yourself. If that's the case, I would love for you to book a 20-minute consultation with me. It's free for us to really come with a plan and say, I feel stuck, but I come alongside you and say, let's get unstuck. Let's get away from this self-judgment. So you can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching or wherever you're listening to this episode today, just go to the show notes. You'll be able to see a link that is will take you right to the form to fill out for the free 20-minute consultation. So let's go and dig even deeper into this. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I think there's a lot more things, reasons why we don't allow ourselves to confront our pain or to deal with things. I think often we find ourselves insignificant. We don't think that we're really worth anything. We don't think that what we've gone through is of any value. One of my coaching clients had said to me, well, I just didn't think anything of it because it was so small in comparison to other things. But the reality is that those small things were still adding up. And it has led her into a specific cycle of thinking. And when we ignore our pain and we compare it, and we'll even go to the, I would call the extreme of saying, well, it's nothing compared to what Jesus did on the cross. Absolutely. There is no comparison for that. But that does not dismiss the earthly pain and suffering that you've experienced, whether it was bullying, whether it's spiritual manipulation or religious trauma or your best friend betraying you. Like, that hurts and it sucks and it's okay. But we don't need to say, well, it could be worse, or I'm doing better than so-and-so. What we need to say is that this hurts me and I need to be able to walk through it. And the only reason why I'm sharing this with you today is because I'm raising my hand. I was the girl. I was this person. And it was a suck it up buttercup. You know, I've been working with one of my coaching clients, another one who never wanted to slow down because it was in the sense of, well, this is reality. This is life. I can't cry about it. Crying about it isn't going to change it. So I need to keep going. And so she was invalidating her pain because her pain wasn't going to, you know, feed the kids or, you know, get her to work. But she didn't realize that she was denying the reality of what she was experiencing and how much that was impacting her because she felt like she had to keep pushing through. So again, it's, you might think like, I shouldn't feel this way because others have it worse. It's a common thought, but I truly believe it's harmful and it feels like another trap of the enemy. Because we tell ourselves our pain just isn't bad enough to matter. And we're essentially saying we don't deserve care or healing. So ignoring or minimizing our pain, it doesn't make it disappear. It just gets buried deeper and it often resurfaces as anger, anxiety, or even depression. So yes, it keeps us stuck because we've exiled it, we've buried it, we've compared it. And since we've compared it to so-and-so who has it worse, or I'm doing okay because so-and-so, it doesn't actually deal with the problem. It's how we try to rationalize it. But what does God say? What does God say about our pain? God says he sees and validates our pain. We can see that in David. You know, I'm reading in 1 Samuel right now, and just the story of David and Saul is just amazing to me. I don't want to get sidetracked or squirreled, but so let's stay focused. But David writes in Psalm 56:8, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." God is intimately aware and concerned about our struggles. He's not asking us to ignore them. He's not asking us to compare them. He never asks us to compare it. If we look at Jesus's life, he met each person with compassion, whether it was a physical illness, grief, rejection, whether it was just something emotionally. He didn't say, "Your suffering isn't as bad as somebody else's." He wasn't like, "You know what, Jess? So-and-so has it worse. You just need to pick up your mat and walk." He tended to each person, very much individual to that person and what they needed based on their own emotional and spiritual maturity that they had at the time when Jesus was walking on the earth. He offered healing and hope. He didn't say, "You need to compare and then get over it." He also invites us to bring our burdens. Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." So there's no qualifier. There's nothing that says, well, here is the size of the burden that I'm accepting. Here's the level of weariness that I'm accepting. There's none of that. There's no qualifier. There's no markers for that. So comparing it doesn't make the pain go away. if we're looking at it from a clinical perspective and a trauma-informed perspective or a mental health perspective, what I do with my coaching clients is it often keeps emotions unresolved. It creates shame and hinders connection. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little passionate about this topic because I've seen the hurt that it creates by thinking our pain is insignificant or invalid. Because when we downplay our struggles, we're more likely to suppress them rather than process them. And that often leads to guilt or inadequacy, which also adds to an emotional burden. And then we're afraid to be vulnerable or intimate with others. Intimacy meaning closeness. Intimacy is not just physical, it's emotional as well. So how do we honor our pain? How do we not compare it? I want us to look at it from a couple of perspectives. I want us to acknowledge our feelings. I want you to say, this sucks. I'm unhappy. I don't like that this person said this. It upset me, right? We have to be willing to be honest with ourselves so we can be honest with God. And then we can take it to God because we're honest with God as if he doesn't know. Because how many of us have tried to pretend like God doesn't know? Raise our hand. Is when then he can say and we can work through, but what is the truth here? Like, who am I? Why am I getting upset about this? Why am I taking offense to this? What about this hurts? So we have to ask ourselves these questions because emotions are indicators. They're not our enemies. Then second, we want to invite God into the pain. We got to pray on it. David was honest. We love to talk about David, but we don't want to do that for ourselves sometimes. He can handle our raw emotions. Maybe number three, you need support. You need accountability, which is what I do with my coaching clients. So book a free 20-minute consultation with me. Maybe you need somebody to walk beside you, side by side, for a time, a season, to really bring out Galatians 6:2, where it reminds us to carry each other's burdens. And sometimes you just can't work through that with people that are close to us. We need people from an outside perspective. And you can do that by going to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching and book a free 20-minute consultation. But to get this, a lot of it is identity. It goes back to, what do I think that God thinks about me? And what do I think that God thinks about my pain? Because it's hard to have self-compassion if we don't think our pain matters. I think comparing our pain, it might feel like a gain perspective, but it obviously does more harm than good in my view, the way I look at it when I'm working with my coaching clients. Instead, I just invite them. I'm inviting you right now to honor your pain. Invite God in the process and really seek his healing in the present. Psalm 34:18 reminds us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Guess what? That includes you. As always, if this episode just encouraged you, resonated, share it with a friend who might need encouragement. I would even love to hear from you if this encouraged you. Your pain matters and God is with you in it. You don't have to compare it. You don't have to make it big or small. It is what it is. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.